Hello and welcome to Thank You Life 101's podcast for the ages, all about law of attraction, how to create the life you've always wanted. Hosted by Stefan Neff, CEO of Thank You Life 101. The company's all about relationships, drug addictions, and alcoholism, how to create the life that they've always wanted and desired. We'll be right back with the host right after this. Hello and welcome. I'm so happy and grateful for everybody listening to this podcast today. I'm so excited. Today's topic is stop trying to live up to other people's expectations. Stop trying to live up to other people's expectations. I don't know about you, but I've had this in my life. I don't know about you, but I was living that life for so many friggin' years. It was not serving me. It was not creating happiness within my life by serving others for that expectation of return. Let me tell you a little bit about that. So when I was expecting people, if I helped people, I was expecting something in return. Wrong. That was totally backwards. Now I understand that giving without expectation means giving to people without them saying, good job, Stefan. Ah, that's not serving me. That didn't serve me. All it did was ate me up inside. So I was trying to live up to other people's expectations. Trying to make people happy at all times. Never saying what's in my mind, what's in my heart. But now I can tell the truth. If something doesn't make sense to me, I will tell them it doesn't make sense. Please tell me more. And if they can explain why it makes sense to them, it's my choice to agree or disagree. Because oftentimes when you are doing something in life, and it comes from when you're a kid, if you're expecting your parents to say, oh, fantastic job, great job out there, good work in school. And if you're expecting that, or expecting your teachers to say, oh, good job, means you're expecting other people to make you happy. Make yourself happy. Don't expect anything from nobody. Because you know what that road does? You know where it ends? It ends in a dead end. Because you're always going to expect something in return for the rest of your life. I know. Because that's what I was doing. That's how I was living my life every single day, every single moment for years and on top of years. And did it serve me? Through my addictions, through my alcoholism, through my smoking 2.5 packs a day, cigarettes a day because I had pain, smoking marijuana because I had pain, because I was expecting people to think what I was doing was helping them, because I was expecting something in return. And I'm not just talking about clapping of the hands, good job. I'm talking about I was expecting money from return. I was expecting... I was expecting so much in return. And when I stopped expecting anything in return, wow. All of a sudden I was like, what was I thinking? Yes, I was thinking that way. Accept what I was thinking. But what was I thinking? Where was my thinking going? Where was my life going? How was I going to get there by thinking that way? By expecting other people to make me happy. The only person that can make you happy is you. No one else. There's no religion, no God, no universe, that can make you happy. How we think makes you happy. It means how we think of ourselves. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with thinking about religion, universe, other people, but I'm talking about how we believe and how we think about ourselves, loving and caring ourselves before anything else. Who's the most important person in your life? Who? Most important person in my life is me. That's not selfish. Because I have to look at myself in the mirror. I have to ask myself these questions. Who's important? And we can think about other people, but think of yourself first. You know, we've often thought when we were kids, or taught when we were kids, is, oh, always be kind to that person. Yeah, you can be kind to that person. How about be kind to ourselves? How about be generous with ourselves? The realization of who creates our reality means ourselves. We create our reality 100% on a daily basis, or every second of the day. And if we think we're going to live up to other people's expectations, it's never going to happen. Never. This is life. It's the law of attraction. What we think, what we believe, what we say comes back. So if we think and believe who we are and love ourselves, it's going to come back to us without expectation of return. There's no expectation. So I'm so happy and grateful for you for listening to my podcast today. I'll be right back with a recap right after this. This podcast has been brought to you by Thank You Life 101, all about personal growth, how to create the life that you've always wanted and have always desired. We'll be right back with a recap right after this. Hello and welcome back, everyone. I'm so happy and grateful for you coming back to the recap now. Today's topic was stop trying to live up to other people's expectations. Number one, who is the number one person in your life? This is key. I've said this so many times, and I'm going to keep on repeating it. You are. I am. I'm the number one person that makes me happy. No expectation of anybody else to make me happy. Number two, take responsibility for everything that we do. What we say, how we act towards ourselves. If you harden yourself in your poor me attitude, then that's what's going to come back to us. Number three, care for yourself 100%. Number four, remember, the only person that can make you happy is you. So I'm so happy and grateful for everybody listening to this podcast today. Remember, create the life that you've always wanted, always desired, and dreamed of. Everybody have a fantastic day. See you tomorrow. And we're out.